Hey there, this is Emily, and before we jump into today's episode, I want to ask you a question. Are you feeling stuck? Like you're in a rut that you just can't seem to climb out of? Well, you're not alone. And today I want to share something that's a game changer, especially if you're feeling overwhelmed and tired. The kind of tired that sleep doesn't fix. If snapping at your loved ones has become a habit and you're finding more comfort in binge watching shows and chocolate than anything else, it is time for a shift, and I've got just the thing for you, my free Empower You Strengths Assessment. This isn't just any assessment, it's the start to rediscovering what makes you powerful. Stop the spiral and start living with intention. Download your free assessment and start uncovering the strengths that are uniquely yours. Go to theleaptolead.com/guide or click the link in the show notes. Start your journey to a more confident and impactful you. Hey there, and welcome to The Leap to Lead. I'm your host, Emily Rogers, and as a transition and leadership coach, I'm here to guide you on your journey to reignite and reshape your life. Whether you're gearing up for promotion, reshuffling your career, wanting to find better balance, or embarking on the path of business ownership, you're in the right place. Together, we'll share tips and laugh about the mess ups. It's about becoming unstuck, embracing change, and stepping into your power. And I am here with you every step of the way. So let's dive in and let your second act be your best act. Welcome to The Leap to Lead, the podcast where your journey starts. Facing life setbacks. Life is full of twists and turns, and setbacks are an inevitable part of the journey. Whether it's a job loss, a relationship ending, or a health challenge, we all face obstacles that can feel overwhelming and sometimes demoralizing. But here's the thing, it's not the setback themselves that define us, but rather how we choose to frame and respond to them. The way we perceive and interpret these challenges make all the difference in how we cope and ultimately how we move forward. Let's face it, setbacks can be painful, they can be disruptive. They can shake our confidence, challenge our beliefs. They can leave us feeling lost and uncertain. It's natural to feel discouraged, even defeated, if life throws a curveball at us. But it's in these moments that we have a choice. We can either allow the setback to consume us and define our narrative, or we can choose to reframe it as an opportunity for growth, resilience, self-discovery. When we reframe our setbacks as opportunities, we open ourselves up to new possibilities. Instead of dwelling on what went wrong, we can shift our focus to what we can learn and how we can adapt. We can ask ourselves questions like, what is this experience trying to teach me? Or how can I use this setback as a catalyst for change? Reframing setbacks also means letting go of the idea of perfection and embracing the messiness of life. We all have an idealized vision of how things should be, but the reality is life really goes to plan. By accepting that setbacks are going to be a natural part of the journey, we release ourselves from the burden of these unrealistic expectations. We can embrace the beauty of imperfection. More importantly, when we reframe setbacks as opportunities, we cultivate that growth mindset, the belief that our abilities and circumstances can be developed and improved through time, effort, and perseverance. This mindset empowers us to see challenges as opportunities to learn, to grow, to expand our horizons. Ultimately, embracing setbacks, it's all about resilience. Your ability to bounce back from the adversity, to come out stronger on the other side. It's about recognizing that setbacks are temporary, that it's with the right mindset and support, we can overcome even the most daunting challenges. So the next time you face a setback, I want you to take a deep breath. Remember that this is not the end, but just a detour. Reframe that challenge as an opportunity to grow, to learn, to discover new strengths in yourself. Surround yourself with people that love you. Find resources and tools that will help you navigate your setback. But above all, have faith in your ability to overcome. Setbacks are inevitable, but how we frame them can make all the difference in our ability to thrive in life. But if you're facing a setback in your life and you want to talk about how you might reframe it for yourself, I'm here for you. I invite you to book a free call and let me be your rudder during this stormy time.